Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Executive Director Deborah Meyer and Director of Initiatives for Boys and Men, Rabbi Daniel Brenner of Moving Traditions. Moving Traditions is a national organization that designs initiatives to help teenage girls and boys figure out what it means to be Jewish women and Jewish men. In this segment, we talk about the importance of a same-gendered space for teenage boys and girls. What has the research that you've been investigating taught you about Jewish boys and girls, particularly teenage Jewish boys and girls? Maybe you can start with the boys.
We conducted some 40 focus groups with boys, with teenage boys, and we found out some very interesting things. So one of the things we found that we thought was very interesting is that many Jewish boys, a majority of Jewish boys, feel very positively about being Jewish. Having had a bar mitzvah, being connected to Jewish community, they feel good about being Jewish. What they don't like is Jewish programming. And what they're interested in is the opportunity to really think about the world around them and connect with other guys their age and an adult mentor. So really what they are interested in is Jewish community, but they want an opportunity to do this in a fun way, in a way that draws on humor, in a way that maybe is physically active, and they really want to be engaged in helping design the programming that they're involved with. They really reject and resent what they see as preachy, dogmatic, really sort of parent, adult-centered programming. Daniel, do you want to say some stuff about our findings, too?
Sure. I mean, we see a huge drop-off. Almost 50% of Jewish guys who have a bar mitzvah do not continue in Jewish education at age 14. And guys then decrease down as the years, so, you know, as they get into high school, it gets to the place where fewer than 20% of boys are connected to the Jewish community in any significant way. So you have a phenomenon in which youth groups, camps, Hillel, all of these programs have become dominated by girls, and guys feel less and less that it's a space for them. So really, if you think about what's going on at this age 13 to 14, that's the time for an intervention. That's a time when if you can get guys thinking that there is a place for them in the Jewish community, then you are going to really address a problem that will otherwise continue throughout their lives. So I think that the ways in which we understand they like Jewish education are the ways that we have to start, which is they like Jewish education, which engages the real questions they're asking in their own lives. They like debate, they like discussion, they like ideas. And the other thing that they like is they like mentors, they like adults who can really help them think through some of the challenges that they're facing in their personal lives.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what the research taught you about Jewish girls?
Moving Traditions has really been very invested in promoting Rosh Chodesh, it's a girls thing, and providing the experience to as many girls as possible. And in fact, we've actually touched the lives of 10,000 girls with Rosh Chodesh, it's a girls thing. And in the process, we've trained 1,000 educators. And we created the program because we found that as girls come up to adolescence, they begin to really run into a kind of wall of anxiety about what it means to be female. All of a sudden, they're told, it's really, really important what you look like. It's really, really important that you be attractive. It's really, really important that you not talk too loudly, that you not eat too much, just become less. So what we were finding is that girls were much more likely to develop eating disorders or disordered eating, to become depressed or anxious, and to really lose a self-concept, to really struggle with being healthy young women. And so we thought, why should we wait until girls are in crisis? Why don't we draw on Judaism and Jewish life to help girls stay healthy and whole. We've been doing the Rosh Hashanah Girls thing now for several years and have spoken to a lot of girls and read a lot of their writings about their reflections on the program. And one of the things I've been struck with is how touched and moved and deeply pleased girls are to be in community together and how much they value this time. And what we hear over and over in the surveys is this group, this Rosh Chodesh group, is the one place I can really be myself. Rosh Chodesh is a girl thing really helped me get through being, you know, get through high school. It's the one place I know that I can count on my friends, I can count on the group leader to really be there for me. And if we can provide kids with this kind of touchstone, in addition to our parenting and our love, if we can extend that support from the Jewish community to our teenage girls and our teenage boys, I think we're much more likely to see them remain connected to Jewish life and grow into healthy and very Jewishly identified young men and women.
How does the need for a same-gendered space change or not change when the teen is gay, bisexual, or questioning, for example?
Well, just from what I know from educators, and I think that this is very clear, there is a way in which in the same-gendered space, that teen who is questioning or that teen who has decided, you know, this is who I am and I know who I am, that teen is searching for some way in which they're going to be told, you can still be part of the same gendered space even if you don't conform to the, you know, hegemonic masculine paradigm of you are so macho and cool. And I think there's something really powerful. I mean, I just know from you know, teens that I've worked with, often you see the pattern of a guy who is either questioning or gay, and he'll be friends with the girls but not be friends with the guys. But he longs to be friends with the guys. And if he's in the right space with other guys, he can be friends with the guys, and guys can understand who he is, and he can feel like, you know, there's something valuable about male friendship that I would like to have in my life. And I think that can be incredibly healing in the Jewish community.
Something I just realized in what you're saying is we may think that what we're providing is a comfortable place because we are saying, oh, you're all the same here. But in fact, it's the comfort can be found in appreciating the heterogeneity of the group and seeing the full range of what it can mean to be a male or female, well, a woman or a man.
That is exactly right, Wendy. One of the main impulses behind our work is to, in fact, lift the restrictive notions and the restricting notions of what it means to be male and female. And kids are getting all kinds of messages from the media, from the music they listen to, from their parents, from their peers. And in many cases, I think they feel really confused and a little bit bound up. That, in fact, several researchers refer to the boy code or the man box, you know, and it's true for girls too. What does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a man? These are really key questions for teens. They're more concerned about that than anything else. And what we want to do as Moving Traditions is really draw on Jewish life, on Jewish culture, on Jewish values to help kids explore the world and to open up their horizons and to open up for them what it means to be a Jewish man or a Jewish woman, and to really have a full spectrum, a full opportunity for them as they grow into who they really are going to become.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, find more resources, and tell us what you think at urj.org/parents.